Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Those two are bitches.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Doing ducky.
Dragons rule.
I wasn't upset with them. I was upset that you quit.
Let's go!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program. You can watch us on Twitch. What is it? Twitch.tv.
Something like that.
Search for the Sports Hub. And then you can get the Twitch app, and you can watch us there. Search the Sports Hub. Ted Johnson in today.
Fellas, what is going on? It's good to see you, boys. It's been a minute, man. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. For some reason, Rich can take time off in the spring book.
It is amazing. We were told not to take time off. I don't even think the word is encouraged. We were just flat out told no.
Well, he apparently...
Here he is.
When we renegotiated, we did so separately. And apparently he had that in his contract that he can take time off in the spring book.
Wow, big time.
I know.
Big time.
I don't know.
What is it? It's the winter book. It's basically you can go take all the time you want off as far as...
Winter and summer.
Yeah, all best
December. Summer.
December, you can pretty much do anything you want in December.
But apparently my... I get screwed because my son plays women's sport baseball, which takes us through June. Then my wife insists that he goes to overnight camp. And... because my daughter's not old enough for any of this stuff. So... he goes to overnight camp, so I'm screwed, and I'm here. And I'm here during, like, the 4th of July week. I had Sarge.
That's how it all started.
That's going to happen again.
Yeah, I had Sarge.
That was the genesis of the whole Sarge thing?
Yeah.
Gotcha. 4th of July week?
Yeah, the show got away from me. And Sarge...
On the contrary, sir, I think that was a fantastic little bit of radio there, sir.
But there will be days where it's me and then no one else who's a normal part of the show. Like, no one behind the scenes, nobody. So it'll just be me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing. And then there's so much going on in the summer, too.
Oh, yeah, to talk about that.
It's just fantastic. It's a very enjoyable time. Well, Mike Lockhart is back.
Yes, regrettably. Back on a holiday. I'm totally out of it right now. So,
okay.
So don't expect much out of me today.
But you traveled with your in-laws and your kids, so I have to imagine it's not the worst thing in the world to be away.
No, I'm kind of excited to be just like normal life again.
Right.
Know, away from complaining and people being upset and hungry and tired. Yeah.
Yeah. Taking kids overseas, young kids, is just a recipe for hating it.
Yeah. They were either great or horrible. There was no in between.
Yeah, I took my kids to D.C. because I found out I had an extra vacation day a couple years ago. And they just enjoyed all the monuments. They really liked it.
Yeah.
They immersed themselves in the history of the country.
Oh, they loved it. Look at this painting.
Oh, yeah. They said, oh, wow, the Lincoln Memorial. That is something else.
You know how lucky you are as a dad to just have them be fully entertained by looking at monuments and museums?
Do you realize I'm being incredibly sarcastic? Okay. No, they did not care. They had no interest in the history of the country. But Lockhart was, you were in Notre Dame when they when it was in, on fire.
Yeah, that was a long day. We started at the Louvre, and that took forever. And then, you know, we went to lunch. And then later on in the day, we were like, let's go to Notre Dame. It's kind of on the way. And we're, you know, we're in there for probably, I'd say, an hour from start to finish by the time we get in line, looked around at everything, and get out of there. And I was going to go up the top, but it was such a long day. It was like, all right, nobody else is coming. Let's just get the hell out of here. And I've seen everything. You know, I've been to other great cathedrals around the world, and, you know, I don't need to go up the top. And I'm looking toward the end, this, like, they have this progression of how the church was built. And it's kind of in the middle, and then all of a sudden the lights go out right where I'm looking. And about a minute later, the lights come back on, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe they're, like, shutting the lights off because it's, like, late in the day, or it's just an incredibly old building. I don't know what's going on. But the lights come back on, but they're flickering, and it's weird. And, you know, we didn't think much of it, and we're just like, you know, we're almost out of here. Let's get out of here. And we went. We got some ice cream. We took the train home. And then my wife looks at her phone, and she's like, Notre Dame is on fire right now. So the fire basically started when the lights were flickering. That was an electrical problem, and we were in there and had no idea that that place was about to burn to the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, it was insane.
That is, I mean, the timing of it all for you, to be, that you were there, like, the whole country and city's in mourning, right? I mean, everybody's freaking out about this.
Still, even, like, yesterday, people were standing outside, like, you know, singing, and there were, like, vigils going on. This is a massive deal. In Paris right now.
Now, did it shut everything down?
In the area, it did. But it wasn't too bad because we did like a night tour where you can see the City of Lights and we could get around it. But yeah, you can't get to it right now because it's totally shut down.
So was it a bother?
No.
Was it inconvenient for you?
No, it didn't,
to get around,
it didn't inconvenience me at all.
To see what you needed to see?
We ended up not being around that area anymore for the rest of the vacation, so it didn't matter now.
Did it ruin your vacation? Yeah.
Was it a pain in the ass?
Yeah.
Because I'd be thinking, like, I spent this money to go to France.
Yeah.
And now everyone's looking around at this building.
Yep.
Traffic jam. Everyone's in my way.
I can't get from here to there. Yeah. Like, luckily, they did, like, shut the metro stations down that night, but we were already home. So we missed everything by, like, milliseconds. It was crazy how the timing worked out. It really was.
But no one died in that thing.
No, right? Everybody get out. I think that because the fire alarm went off, and nobody really knew there was a fire. And then another fire alarm went off like 40 minutes later, and then they kind of figured out, oh, this place is on fire, and they got a lot of stuff out, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah, so but I don't know what exactly they lost, but I do know they got some stuff out.
But they got $1 billion.
Yeah, they got
literally $1 billion.
Yeah, people are throwing money at that thing like nothing. I get, people love this place. I mean, it was amazing, and I love, like, historical places like this. But I had been to the Duomo in Florence, which I thought was much better. So I wasn't in awe when I saw it, but I thought it was great. And there were so many great, you know, like, old paintings and sculptures in there. And it's terrible it was burnt down, but I had been to another place, so I wasn't like, wow, when I got there.
It's right. Just kind of amazing, the profound effect it had. I mean, I've listened to a couple of news reports from people that were live on the scene, and reporters are, like, breaking down and crying.
Yeah.
And just can't even get through the reports because they're so affected by this building burning down.
Yeah, the city stopped. I mean, people were just stopped and watching this happen.
Crazy.
It was insane. There were so many people. Like, if you were in that area, you just went there. I know there were people who were on our plane who went down there to go see it, you know, and stand outside and watch it. So it was a big, big event.
What would be the
there?
Equivalent of something in Boston like that, that we all just be in mourning and crying? And
I mean, like,
Fenway Park.
Fenway
right?
Park. Like, of course. Yeah, that'd be the one thing that everybody would just be...
Well, a lot of people might cheer that, actually. I know. Then we burn down.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. Any Home Depot?
Yeah. Lowe's.
Best Buy. Over by.
Yeah. What's going on? Fire?
It is. That's right. You would have a very upset John Henry. But you were with the kids and didn't know. Are you? You're glad to be back?
I'm glad to be back. It was a long week. You know, there was a lot of too much togetherness with my in-laws.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
a
like
lot of time.
And my wife and daughters have celiac disease, so eating was a problem over there. Like, you know, by the time we'd find a restaurant we could eat at, it's a specialty restaurant, so they'd be out of food basically, and we were out of luck because they couldn't eat, and we would just have protein bars, and there was nothing we could really do.
What was the high watermark? This was the greatest thing we did when we were.
Well, it's got to be being in Notre Dame when the whole thing burned down.
Yeah, that was insane.
That story is going to evolve into something much greater.
Oh yeah, I saved several people.
you're gonna be like, oh, as the flames came out, I started grabbing paintings off the wall.
I rappelled down from the top. Yeah, you can
turn that story into anything you want.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say now. Because you're going to want to make it sound a lot cooler.
Yeah, I'll just do generalizations now. Yeah, we were there. It was happening, and later on the stories will come, sure.
Right. It's going to be one of those things like, oh, yeah, I was there.
That was the first time I resuscitated a human being.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of stuff.
So they got everyone out of there.
Yeah, I think people were long gone by the time the thing actually like engulfed in flames. Because it was a real slow progression, it seemed like.
All right, well, look at that. Mike Lockhart in on history.
Yeah.
And also a fan of old cathedrals.
Yeah.
He's been all around the world at the old cathedrals. I'm told I've been to Notre Dame.
You don't remember it?
They all kind of run together
at all these museums and cathedrals.
After
a while.
I've only been to Dublin, London, and Paris in Europe. And, everything kind of runs together.
Sure. I can understand that for sure.
Yeah. Especially Paris, where there was one night that I was so sick of the Parisian food, which is good, but I was so sick of it that I wanted pizza, and there was a Kiss themed pizza restaurant.
Sweet.
A lot of Italian food in Paris, actually. I noticed that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Forgive my ignorance. You say Kiss, the band Kiss?
Yeah.
Kiss themed pizza joint.
Yeah. You went in, I couldn't understand anything that was on, and then all of a sudden there was just these vigils to Kiss. All over the walls, and I said, "This is fantastic."
I'm home now.
Yeah, and then the menu was in English because they just figured Americans love Kiss.
Yeah, the idiots Parisian coming from America. Dead in there, right? So
they just said, "Like, what do Americans like?" And they're just like, "Kiss."
Duh,
the band Kiss. I mean, that's all they care about.
Was anybody dressed as Kiss, like the waiters or anybody?
It was just odd. There were just these paintings, these murals to Kiss. Yeah. Like, it was just, it was odd. There was nothing outside the building that would think it was Kiss related.
That's even better.
You had to walk in to see it all.
You just walk in and you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
These people are big Peter Criss fans. All right. Today on the show, we got Haggerty. Ted over here has got a story. Saget's going to be in for the whole 8 o'clock hour. DeBrusk. Requesting to do the show today.
Even after the disaster that followed him after his last appearance?
He requested to do the show today.
Wow, that's great. All right.
So he wants to do the show.
That means he's in for the duration. I mean, if he was ever going to cancel and never come back, it would have been after the last time.
There was an email from our program director that said that DeBrusk wants to come on at 9:20.
Oh, we got him for the rest of the playoffs.
He came on right before game two, correct?
No, he came on right before game one.
Where game
he
didn't one. Play well.
Could not have played worse. Yeah. He really had a lousy game, and we figured, all right, that's it. There's not a chance in hell we're going to talk to him again, but this is great.
All right, Absolutely. All right, so we'll talk to him. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub. Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. A pivotal home
Game 5 for the Bruins happening this evening. Pre-game at this very radio station starts at 6:30. Puck drops at 7. Now, I've talked to some people around the organization that cover the team, and everyone unanimously says this team needs Sean Corrali. Which is, I guess, it's a surprise to me, but they need Corrali. They need his speed and toughness. That has been told to me by several people. Now, Corrali, I guess, is being checked today. And if whatever is broken is still broken, he can't play. And they're
hand, right?
Yeah. And they're gonna see the degree of it. So it all comes down to today. But the way it sounds to me, he will not be playing. But, however, there could be something that comes out of nowhere. But he is going to be checked today, the hand, and the degree of its healing is going to be what makes the final decision.
Originally, he was supposed to be out 4 weeks after hand surgery, and I think tomorrow is legit 4 weeks.
Yep.
I think tomorrow is actually 4 weeks on the button.
But it sounds to me, if you are getting your a bone checked out the day of the game, that it's unlikely you're going to play. He wants to, but there's still this problem. But
I wonder what kind of shape he can be in, too, though. You mean he missed this much time? And
he's been skating.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not a leg.
That's true. Not it's lower extremity. I get that.
Yeah. So he's been skating, but we'll see. Because it's been unanimous. Everyone I've talked to, it's unanimous that Sean Corrali is much needed in this series. Because Achari is just too slow.
And everything will kind of slap back into place. I mean, obviously, they're playing pretty well. They played a good road game a couple of nights ago without him. But if you get Corrali back, then you get the fourth line intact, and then you got something there.
And also the belief is that they are going to a game two performance, that it's going to be like that, exceptionally physical. That the feeling is at home, they can play that way. So Corrali, to encapsulate everything I just said, Corrali, much needed. Corrali being checked today, based on the healing of the broken hand, they will make their decision. It didn't sound to me like they were too optimistic, but again, I don't know. And then also look today for fisticuffs.
Yeah.
That this is going to be a game that it's exceptionally physical.
Well, Toronto was much more physical in game four. I mean, and it's especially in game three, they showed the Bruins, okay, you know, we skate a lot faster, but we can be physical too. I think the Bruins kind of passed a barrier in game four. I think now they have control of things. I think they can finish this team off in six, to be honest with you.
I agree with you.
I think not only will they win tonight, they can go back up to Toronto and get it finished quickly.
Well, if they win tonight, that probably takes the wind out of the sails of Toronto. And if they beat them up tonight, I mean, you wear them down.
It depends on how you win this game. If the Bruins go out and beat them 5-1 and beat the crap out of them in the process, I agree with you. Toronto folds up and it's all over.
Yeah, Toronto, if you are physical with them and you knock them around, I'm not sure that's the kind of team that can survive that. That it's, you know, a heavyweight fight. If you knock a guy around, if you hit him enough, you can slow him down. Now, Jake DeBrusk, as I said earlier, demands to be on the show today. He wants to be on the show. He will join us at 9:20. But Cassidy is here talking about Jake DeBrusk.
I just don't want him to get in his own head now because he hasn't scored in a few games. Jake's been streaky here. He's young. It's natural. But I think he's played good hockey for us. I don't want him to get upset because we put Marcus in the first unit, him in the second. Like I said, he was in the net front screen when Charlie scored last night. He's done a good job. When Berge scored in game one or two, I believe it was, in the power play, he was net front. So keep doing the little things, you know, and his time will come.
All right. So
I love this guy.
Cassidy?
I love this guy. I've never in any maybe hockey is just different, and I'm just moving back here recently and kind of learning more and more about hockey. Maybe this is kind of, you know, standard protocol for a lot of, you know, NHL coaches, but his candor and the way he talks is unlike any coach I've ever heard.
No, especially
he's so direct.
hockey coaches can be very aloof, and they will say nothing. Like Claude Julien said nothing. No, Cassidy is not afraid to express
himself.
Calls
guys out. I mean, he challenges guys.
But if you have
established veterans.
Yeah, if you have him on the air, like, he won't lie.
Right.
Like, if you go.
Swear. A couple of times.
He's sworn a couple of times, but he's. You would go, you like Mike Babcock. And he's like, essentially, no.
Yeah, no, that was a great answer. We had him on before the series, and that was one of the last questions we asked him. And he went, did everything he could except say the actual words the guys had asked.
Yeah. He's like, well, you know, I don't really know his style, and he's full of bluster and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But you knew he just wanted to say he was an a-hole. So, yes.
But I would say this. He's got big balls for the way he kind of addresses his team. The way he has zero problem kind of dangling this idea that if you're not getting it done, he has zero problem replacing you. If, you know, whether it be Tuukka Rask or, you know, somebody on the you know, front line, Pastrnak, and he has no problem making changes in the middle of series, in the middle of games, where most coaches
that's something
have
I keep
the
thinking
biggest
of Claude.
Problem. Yeah. Like, they're so afraid to make changes. And offending their players and taking chances in playoff games and playoff series. Bruce Cassidy's like, screw that. I don't give a crap. Let's go. And he does it. And the players all seem to respond to it, man. There's buy-in, which, you know, for he comes across as a hardline coach. And for there to be buy-in says a lot about the guy. Because not only is he tough on these guys, but he also knows how to kind of come back around and then pump them back up. So they all... You know, they all seem to respond to him in a way that, you just don't see players respond to a direct, candid coach like Bruce Cassidy.
You think DeBrusk would have played at all if Claude was the head coach?
No, and I don't think Pastrnak would have had any freedom. I don't think Krug still would be on this team.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, I mean, no, when you get done playing with Claude Julien and someone says, hey, if you're a defenseman, you can actually go past the blue line, I would say that, yeah. That people get excited. I don't. If Julien was still coach, DeBrusk wouldn't be playing. Krug would not still be on this team.
McAvoy had a tough start. He would have benched
him. Oh, that's a good point. Yep.
See, I don't know if McAvoy's good.
He would have held McAvoy back.
He would have.
He might be playing now, but he would sure as hell wouldn't address for a playoff series
to prove a point.
He just didn't believe in young players.
Oh, right.
Okay. He was stuck in this system, and it was an incredibly conservative system. And he was the guy that him and Shirelli would pay fourth liners, over $1 million a year.
Claude just rolled four lines, never changed them, didn't matter what time of game. You know, you
just
look,
predictable.
We need goals. We're down two in the third period, but we're sending out the fourth line. We're not benching anybody.
No
that's
creativity.
That's what Claude did.
No. And then in no... kind of offensive push. His idea was completely defensive. So when Cassidy came in and he actually let defensemen become part of the offense, it was, it had to be insane for people. Like, Grizzlick wouldn't be playing right now.
Oh, hell no.
No, Grizzlick never would have. Grizzlick never would have been in the NHL.
No.
There's a little bit of gamesmanship, too, with Cassidy, too, right? I mean, like, so they're out warming up before game four. And he's got Pastrnak with the front line, right, warming up. And then game time, he decides to put Pastrnak on the second line with Krejci, where it's kind of like, you know, throws him a curveball there right to start the game. I kind of like that.
That's hockey. In general, playoff time.
Okay.
But then he was double-shifting Pastrnak.
That's true. That's not head coach.
Pat, go ahead.
I'd like to agree with what Ted Johnson was saying about Cassidy. I played hockey my whole life, and I've never heard a guy that I want his approval more, I think is what it is. Is you want to do right by that guy if he puts his trust in you. And also just I do like the way how he put Pastrnak down on the second line, and I'd like to see that going forward. But I'll listen to the show. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate him. Yeah, he was double-shifting Pastrnak. He's not afraid to play a hot hand.
He puts Hine into the top line and then says, well, I can't put him there all the time because, you know, it might be too much for him. But in spots, it's okay. Like, This dude's awesome.
Well, I mean, he speaks the truth. I mean, we saw that during the regular season,
man.
We saw it during the regular season. Yeah. He put Heinen up there for a couple of weeks, and Danton was great, but then he started to tail off. And that Heinen knows that.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't tell the media
right,
that. But
that's
yes,
the point.
Heinen knew that ahead of time.
He never would have benched. Claude never would have benched Backes.
Oh, Backes would have played 82 games. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. If you look at this team. Yep. And you look at anyone under the age of 25, except for Carlo probably because he stayed at home. I don't know who we'd be playing. So there you go. Cassidy, very good. All right. Ted Johnson knows a lot about the NFL draft. We just were talking about, and so does Lockhart. So we were talking about McShay and Kuiper. McShay, I have a friend who's close with McShay, and he'll tell you about it. He's very proud of it.
I would love to know what Todd McShay really thinks, deep down, of Mel Kiper.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that there's some event with the Patriots and McShay's a part of, and he got the guy I know a car service to go.
Hell yeah.
That's the way McShay rolls. So you got that.
All right, we'll talk a little
bit about that coming up. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Mason sent me a link. Who's in for Dan today? And Jerry Thornton is reporting that the Kraft sex tape is being shopped right now. It is being shopped around.
Are you surprised?
I'm surprised this quickly.
Yeah, no, it was going to happen eventually. And I had a story in the last update that two women who worked at the day spa are filing contempt of court charges against the police, saying that this shouldn't be happening. I mean, this is, you said you would suppress the video. It's still part of an ongoing investigation. This shouldn't happen. And since you folks are the only people with access to it, this is clearly on you. What did everyone think was going on? Robert Kraft is doing his best to throw as much money as he can at this. He's obviously gotten to a lot of people and say, we need you to file charges. We need you to raise a stink to keep this thing buried. Mm. And it's not going to happen. I don't care how much money he throws at this. It's just a matter of when it happens. Does it happen now? Does it happen a year from now? Does it happen 3 years from now? It's somehow that tape is going to see the light of day.
When you hear the I'm sorry, Fred.
No, go ahead.
Just, when you hear the there's two women from the day spa that are filing
Contempt of court charges. Yes.
The first thing you think of, at least I did, and John and you and I were talking about this, that seems like Mr. Kraft pulling the strings behind the scenes with that.
Oh, I would imagine. That John Doe guy.
That guy didn't just appear. He didn't have a crisis of conscience and go, you know what, I really should fight this. My reputation's on the line. No, he got a phone call. Yeah. He got a phone call.
And yeah, I would imagine that's the case.
If you're Robert Kraft, I imagine, if I'm Robert Kraft, I imagine I'd do the same thing. But money's not going to save it.
Fingers and toes to stop this dam from breaking, man.
Somebody somewhere is going to get an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah, well, if someone has it and they're shopping it, it's going to come out. I mean, that. And,
yeah.
And we've been. What was the report that it's like worth like over $1 million?
Sure.
People. So they'll have that. All right. So Ted Johnson and Mike Lockhart consider themselves draft gurus. And
we do?
Yes. Well, according to what I heard off the air. So. The Kuiper and McShay, and again, I know someone who knows Todd McShay, I'm very proud of it. And
Great guy.
Send me a car. Send me a car. I mean, you know, I made him a lot of money.
Great guy.
Well, they got the Patriots taking Daniel Jones from Duke, quarterback from Duke. Kuiper says Jones is my guy. So that he, and he said McShay might have waited to take him until the third round.
Yeah.
So this is something, Mr. Johnson, that you don't like.
Yeah, that doesn't get me excited, Fred. Daniel Jones, the kid from Duke. Well, he comes, you know, the one thing that that jumps out at you when you watch Daniel Jones from Duke play is his size. He's a big kid, okay? He's 6'5", he's 220. But nothing about his game gets me excited. Nothing. I mean, it's his arm strength, his mobility. The only thing you hear about Daniel Jones, Mike, you jump in here, but is he's got a high football IQ. And I'll be honest, okay? Like if you were to watch Tom Brady at Michigan back in 1999 or 2000 when he got drafted, I'm not so sure anything would jump off on the page at you watching him. And so when I would, you know, early on in my career, and people would always ask me, like, well, when did you know Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady? I'm like, you know, it was a very subtle, slow thing. It was, and so you didn't see maybe the genius until over a big period of time. Daniel Jones, nothing jumps out is my point. Maybe he's got a really high football IQ, and that's what they're hanging the hat on is for him is that he's just, you know, he makes really good decisions with the football. But he's got a very low completion percentage. His numbers are not that good. I mean, he's got 6.8 yards per pass attempt, which is not good. So Daniel Jones does not get me excited at all. So they brought him in for a visit, him and Will Greer, last week, I believe. If you had to pick between one or the other, and Daniel Jones is on everybody's mock draft, is always being picked higher than Will Greer. Give me Will Greer all day.
Now, Zolak loves Will Greer. West Virginia.
Love the kid. Big arm. Huge arm.
Very productive for the last 2 years. Got moxie. Confidence. Makes, I mean, big-time throws. He's a gamer, too, man. I mean, he's a gamer. I love Will Greer's game. Compared to Daniel Jones of Duke, please.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, you say high football IQ, but when I watch him play, it seems like when the pocket starts to collapse even a little bit, he panics. So there goes your football IQ. He's just running. He's not seeing anything downfield. So that worries me a lot. And the biggest thing that worried me was when I was watching the Senior Bowl, which has no blitzing. He was awful throwing interceptions all over the place. He was inaccurate. I mean, you can't suck in that game when you're not even getting blitzed. I mean, what are you doing? And you're going to be taken in the first round. I don't understand why all these teams are forcing themselves to take quarterbacks over the last, like, 10 years in the first round. I mean, think about how many misses there have been. Just tons of them all
because
over the place.
Because it's a quarterback head coach league.
Yeah, and then you're back 3 years later at square one trying to take a quarterback.
I know. Miami's been guilty of, I mean, how big a swing and a miss was Tannehill? What was he, seventh overall?
Yeah, there's been a million of them, John. Yeah. I mean, Christian Ponder, all these guys have sucked over the years. So, I wouldn't say anywhere near him. I would just take the best player available and move on.
And it's hard to watch film and honestly to kind of see, you know, like how a guy's college game is going to transfer to the NFL. But, and it's, you know, I look at a guy like Daniel Jones and I go, okay, maybe he goes high because of the potential. But when I watch his game film, I go, this is a mid-rounder. Like, so nothing about Daniel Jones gets me excited.
Okay. All things being equal, say those the two Iowa tight ends and Irv Smith Jr., Alabama, are off the board, and the Patriots somehow stay at 32. But it would be the most Belichick thing possible to make all of us wait until the end of the night and then trade out of it.
Sure, yeah. That's
probably what's going to happen. But say the Patriots stay at 32, what position, if everything's available, I just said the tight ends are off the board. Short of tight end, if everything else is available, which direction do you want them to go?
Well, look, I mean, I think the obvious question is wide receiver. You know, wide receiver, or you could also say defensive line.
The history of drafting wide receivers is not good.
It's not good. But, you know, write a new history, you know? I mean, look, and why not? I mean, to me, a lot of people think, oh, the wide receivers are down. I don't know. I watched the film, and I'm pretty impressed. All right, I'm pretty impressed. They had A.J. Brown in from Ole Miss in for a visit last week. Jalen Hurd from Baylor, supposedly, I think, is coming in for a visit if he hasn't come in already. There's a lot of wide receivers. Deebo Samuel, who they had in from South Carolina, came in for a visit. I'm a big-time fan of Deebo Samuel and also the kid A.J. Brown from Ole Miss. Deebo Samuel, a ton of production at Ole Miss, or excuse me, at South Carolina. He had a really, really good Senior Bowl. He can be a kick. He can be a punt returner as well. He's very dynamic.
Versatility. Okay.
He's the kind of guy that you can kind of give him the ball and he can take it to the house. There's not many guys in this league that can take, you know, a slant route to the house. Deebo Samuel has that. He's built a little bit more like a running back, so he's not prototypical in his size. He's a little smaller, 5'11".
Perfect.
But yeah, it fits the kind of. Kind of what they got here. So, but A.J. Brown from Ole Miss, who they brought in, I'm a big fan of. So, to me, A.J. Brown, 6'1", he's 230, very, very fast, 4.5, highly, highly productive player. In the last 2 years, he had 160 catches for 2,500 yards, over 15 yards per catch. This guy is a thoroughbred. He's big, he's strong, he's explosive, and he's a big chunk guy. So, whenever he makes a play, it's down the field.
Last time the Patriots drafted a wide receiver in the first round, anyone know? I honestly don't. I'm thinking back. Was it Terry Glenn? Was that the last time?
It's got to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, McKiper's got Will Grigo in 96th.
Third round.
To the Redskins.
Yep.
All right. We will be right back in a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub.
.5 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Ted Johnson in. So Ted Johnson was just telling me off the air that you were responding. So Lisa Ann is a porn star. She's best known for Nail and Palin, where she played Sarah Palin, and also like narking on the dudes that she has sex with off screen. Now, you, Ted, are the one. Now, she quit the industry for a while to become a fantasy football person.
She did probably about, I think, 5 or 6 years ago, Freddie. She was actually at the end of her porn career. She was getting into fantasy football and really just enjoying what that all that entailed, and she was looking for a second career. I mean, I read her book, and this is all in her book, and she'll tell you even if she was here in person, she's very open about all her stuff. But and so she was really kind of transitioning from one industry to the next while she was still doing porn. She was also started doing fantasy football, and then she retired from porn about 5 years ago and went strictly fantasy football.
Now, what was the idea that she was going, that people were going to recognize the name Lisa Ann, and they were going to start following her for her fantasy football picks?
Oh, I think there's probably a ton of what she assumed would be carryover, right? I mean, a lot of, obviously, you know, the demographic in fantasy football, probably also, you know, people that enjoy her adult films.
But the problem is, when she's doing fantasy football, she's not having sex.
Correct.
So the idea of if she picks a fantasy football team, I'm not seeing her have sex. So there's a bit of a problem there.
I will tell you this, though. I will tell you this. And so I reached out to her when I was doing radio in Houston to see if she would come on and talk fantasy football on the show I did in Houston. And she was great. She said, absolutely. And so my station still has, I mean, they still use her in the fall. She goes on there every week. And she's actually phenomenal at talking fantasy football. I mean, Mike, you do it. So, you know, yep. I mean, I had a co-host back in Houston, very reluctant to have her come on. Very reluctant. Just did not.
Yeah, Bible thumper.
Pretty much, you know, and just.
One of them Jesus freaks.
It just offended every sensibility of his, and that's why I loved it. It was awesome. I was like, yeah, we need to get her on because it's pissing Rich off so much. And so she comes on, and he tries to get her off. He asks about a player that's a rookie that is, like, buried on the depth chart, like, for the Tennessee Titans. Brings up this guy's name, and I wish I could recall what the guy's name was. And she just, boom, lays it out for him, gives her all the stats, and just, I mean, won him over with that one interview, that one question. And now he loves her. But the point is, Fred, I know she was doing porn, so who wants to hear from a former adult?
No, I didn't say who wants to hear.
Okay.
But I'm saying she's the care. Listen, if she's a fantasy football expert, God bless her. But to transition from using the name Lisa Ann to go into fantasy football, yeah, she might very well be good, and then you can take her picks. But I'm saying that the carryover is, I enjoy watching you have sex. Now,
What, Freddie? She is back in. She can't quit porn.
She has been in porn forever. Like, she has been in porn for at least 20 years.
Yeah.
If not more. Now, you said she loves athletes. Now, have you met her?
I have met her.
Now, did you sleep with her?
No, I have not. I have not slept with her, no.
No.
No, I have not
slept
with her.
Did she hit on you?
How old? Huh? How old do you think she is?
Lisa Ann?
Yes.
42.
She's 45.
46.
She's older than me.
Yeah.
My goodness. Yeah. 46. No, but
I will say this about her. You would be, if there's any, like, if, you know, everybody has, we're all stereotyped, everybody in any industry that has, you know, celebrities and people know who, and I think she would totally debunk any stereotype you ever have of her. Like, she's one of the most intelligent women I've ever met.
Oh, I don't have any stigma of people in the porn industry.
Okay.
No, I don't have any stigma.
Well, I would say you're the exception to the rule. I just think, like, so again, my former co-host has a lot of, like, you know, just kind of saw her one way and didn't want to give her a chance. And she won him over, man. She's very bright, and she really kicks ass at talking fantasy football. I mean, she really does. She really knows her stuff, man. So I give her a lot of credit, man.
Is she very attractive in person?
She is. She's a very striking woman. Now, you know, the one thing, the first thing you kind of know is her height. She's not a very, you know, she's maybe 5 feet tall at the most, but very strikingly a beautiful woman, really. Very.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're like a muscular guy, and she likes athletes. She was, there was no attraction between the two of you.
I would say there was an attraction there. Yeah. Yeah. That's as far as I'll go with it.
Why?
You know? But what do you mean? Why?
Because he banged her.
Why? No.
Because he had sex with her.
I am not going on the record saying that. No. 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 You know what? I don't kiss it. I don't kiss and tell.
Wow. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
No, I get it. I get it. But I, you know, no, no.
But there was a mutual attraction.
Yes. There's definitely a mutual attraction. She's a lot of fun. You know what? And she gets you with her mind. Like, she's just a very intelligent person.
Right. Now, do you still stay in contact with her?
I talked to Lisa recently. Yeah.
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 She is obviously a well-traveled woman. She travels I would imagine she travels quite a bit.
She is, if you follow her on Twitter, she's always somewhere, man, you know, doing shows, and yes.
Has she been to Marshfield?
No, she has not.
All right.
she has not been to March Vegas, no. No, okay. She has not.
Where you live.
Right, correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Fred.
So we learned a lot about
Why
that
are you
Johnson
turning red? I don't understand this.
There's nothing wrong with having sex with a woman.
No. Not at all. Are you kidding me? I'm all for it.
Why are you so uncomfortable?
Well, there's just, you know, this is a very public forum, and this is, you know, this.
I don't think.
Look at you, John. Like, oh, you feel comfortable talking about, you know, people that you've, you know, hung out with?
Yes, my wife and I have had sex.
Oh,
I
right,
have kids.
You
know. Okay.
I'll tell you whoever, but I can't off the top of my head think of anyone that you would know. Al, go ahead.
What's up, boys? I would never listen to Lisa Ann's fantasy advice, but if I wake up one Sunday morning, definitely go to X Videos for the nail and paling. Have a good one, boys.
X Videos? Yeah. What are you, in 5 years ago?
Got to go to Pornhub.
I'm trying to think if I've hooked up with girls in bands, but I don't. But you wouldn't know who any of them are. I've never hung out with a porn star. I've never had the opportunity.
Well, this, if you get a chance to hang out with Lisa Ann, she's cool. She's fun. She's
it's actually
none of that. So just we're friends, and that's,
yeah.
That's
all right. Well,
that's
very
that.
Friends.
Just talked to her recently, friend. They're friends.
I'm not saying that that she's a woman of loose morals. I'm just saying that if two people are attracted to each other, two adults, there's nothing wrong with a consensual relationship.
Definitely not. I couldn't agree with you more.
All right, we have a contest between young Nicholas and his friend Bird. They both want to see the Avengers premiere on Tuesday, so the idea was to talk to the most interesting person you could. Nick, of course, went right to his father because it's easy. And we'll hear how that all went down. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.